Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and the NBA conversation continues, and what a week it has been. A number of developments and headlines, new coaching hires that have transpired and taken place, and it is a pleasure to welcome in to the Quicken Loan Studios this evening from NBA.com, one of the writers, Jeff Kaplan. Good evening, Jeff. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, Elissa, how are you?
I'm doing great, and there certainly is no shortage of coaching candidates, but big news this week. The Detroit Pistons, let's start our conversation there. They have hired the former Orlando Magic head coach Stan Van Gundy as the Pistons' new head coach and president of the basketball operations. My question to you is, what is your confidence level that Stan is the key coach to be able to move this franchise forward and get back to those winning ways?
Well, I know, I'll tell you, I like Stan Van Gundy, and I think a lot of people around the league feel that he is a terrific coach. And, you know, if you were to go back and ask Dwight Howard today about Stan Van Gundy, I think he'd probably say he's the best coach that he's had to date. And, you know, not saying against Kevin McHale. I think they've done a nice job over there in Houston and put him in a good spot. But I'm not sure Dwight maybe appreciated Stan as much as he does now. Sort of Darren Williams, you know, with Jerry Sloan, the way he talks about Jerry Sloan now after leaving Utah. But I think the big key with that hire with Stan Van Gundy is that, you know, Detroit gave him the keys to the franchise and, you know, going to allow him to be president and shape that roster the way he wants to. It's sort of the old Bill Parcells saying, if he's gonna cook the food, then he wants to shop for the groceries. So I think that's clearly what swayed Stan to go to Detroit as opposed to Golden State, which seemed to have a leg up in those talks.
Well, you know, Jeff, Stan Van Gundy is certainly recognized as one of the great teachers in the game. And the one thing that I've never met him personally, but from watching him, it's obvious that he's very passionate about and the intensity that he coaches with. You obviously have spent time around him. What do you appreciate about him the most as a coach?
Well, I think he's very honest. I think he's, you know, very honest and a forthright kind of guy, and he wears his emotions on his sleeve. And I think he's going to tell you things sometimes as a player that you don't want to hear. And I think he's just going to do the type of things that you always hear the term player's coach, and there's different variations of what that means. But I think Stan really is a player's coach, and that, like I said, he tells you what he feels. I don't think there's any head games going on there. And if you're a player, like you said, he's a great teacher. If you're a player that wants to learn and improve and be coached, then I think that Stan can be a great guy. And I think that with Detroit's two young big guys, and then, you know, Josh Smith is there on a big contract and sort of out of position at the three, and a guy like Brandon Jennings, I mean, this is going to be the big test. Brandon Jennings, can he endure coaching? Will he be coached? Because there may not be another player in the league with as much talent who needs to be coached as Brandon Jennings, and that's going to be an interesting experiment. So, you know, I just think the way that Stan Van Gundy is honest and emotional, I think it's a great combination.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of Jeff Kaplan, one of the writers with NBA.com, does outstanding work. And let's move ahead now and focus in on the Golden State Warriors. And Steve Kerr, of course, has agreed to a five-year, $25 million contract to coach them. I would assume, just personally and professionally, this just really made sense. It connected all the dots, and of course, he can stay right there.
Yeah, clearly his family situation played a big role in that. Daughter's a volleyball player at Cal Berkeley, and I guess his family lives down in San Diego, so much easier, you know, trip up to Northern California than all the way to New York. And you know, it's interesting. I mean, you know, obviously, I think the pull to coach for Phil Jackson, you know, his former coach, I think that was a heavy a decision for Kerr to make. But when you look at the two rosters and, you know, if you're given a choice, if you have options like he did, you know, do you want to coach a backcourt of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, two guys that could be in that franchise a very long time? They have a young core and have already won, I mean, you know, 51 games, second round of the playoffs last year. And this year, you know, Andrew Bogut is injured and they still take the Clippers to seven games in the first round. So, you know, the pressure's on him to win quickly and do better than Mark Jackson, or else, you know, why exactly did you get rid of Mark Jackson? So, you know, New York, the Carmelo Anthony situation is still unsettled. You know, there's really no backcourt to speak of. It's a tough job there. Now, you know, hey, Phil Jackson's got to find himself a coach.
Well, of course, Steve Kerr, he's a five-time NBA champion, but, you know, I've enjoyed so much watching him on TNT, but he's never been a head coach before. I mean, do you have the belief that he can improve upon a 51-win team and make a deep run in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, a lot of that depends on the health of that team, and I think that, you know, we're seeing more look, Mark Jackson didn't have any experience either when the Warriors hired him. You know, he was on TV for a long time as an analyst and finally got his break.
Right, right.
A lot of people thought he would coach the Knicks anyway. You know, Jason Kidd, takes over as the head coach right after retiring. There's talk of, you know, Derek Fisher being able to do the same thing if he is so inclined to get into coaching. So, you know, it's a new day in the NBA. You look around and there's very little stability. I think 21 teams, I went back and looked at this, they had 21 teams either have job openings or a coach that has only been in place for one or two seasons. So there's been tremendous, tremendous turnover. Four coaches in the last 2 years have been fired after winning 50-win seasons. So the stability just isn't there. So, you know, Kerr is a great basketball mind. He's played the game. He's been a good analyst. He had a rough go as a GM in Phoenix. So can he coach? I mean, you know, we're about to find out.
And it
Phil
is remarkable.
Apparently thought he could.
Yeah.
That's one guy that, tends to get a lot of respect for his decision.
Well, it is remarkable to watch that, as you're saying, experience doesn't seem to be a prerequisite like it once was in order to be a head coach. I mean, here's Steve Kerr. He's this hot commodity.
Yeah, and, you know, part of that, you look at some of these teams, and it's a money issue. And they're going with younger guys. We're more inclined to be in with the analytics movement, some of the new management teams, younger owners. Now, Steve Kerr doesn't really fall in that category because, 5 years, $25 million, he's already up there with one of the higher salaries in the league, so which was just the price of doing business for Golden State, since he was going to get paid a hefty amount to go to New York, and obviously they needed to put together a nice package to sway him to go to Golden State. But, you know, I think when you look around the league at some of the younger coaches, a lot of assistants, first-time head coaches, a lot of it is just how much money management wants to pay coaches and maybe how they deem the value of coaches.
Okay, Jeff Kaplan with us. Just a few more minutes at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. You can check out his work at NBA.com. And you were talking about New York. Let's hit on the Knicks because they really don't have, my evaluation, they don't have that sustainable roster. But talk to us about in terms of the coaching position. In your mind, what are you hearing as far as potential candidates to fill that? Could Mark Jackson go there?
Well, I guess he's on the would be on the list. And if you look at guys that are familiar with Phil Jackson and have run the triangle before, and, you look at guys like Byron Scott, who's still out there, Kurt Rambis.
How about Lionel Hollins?
You know, Lionel Hollins, I think he's a great coach. He did great things in Memphis, and, I know he's interested, obviously, in getting back to coaching. I mean, look, George Karl's sitting out there, too, a Hall of Fame type of coach. The deal in New York and what's very interesting is, Phil Jackson has all this great sway, you would think, and not to be able to get Steve Kerr, I mean, that was a major blow. A lot of the New York media is blowing it up as Jim Dolan, getting in the way of that hire, that Steve Kerr didn't want to have to deal with Dolan always looking over, scrutinizing everything and getting in the way. And we thought maybe that was not going to be the case once Phil Jackson took over. So it's an interesting situation there. Like I said, Byron Scott, Kurt Rambis are just obvious names that come up in terms of guys that are familiar with Phil Jackson and vice versa. So it looks like they're going back to the drawing board right now. So we just have to see, what else transpires.
We want to encourage you to check out Jeff Kaplan at NBA.com. Always a pleasure. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
All right, anytime.
Absolutely. Safe travels. Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big East Sports Show.